It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner on WAMC with New York Congressman Pat Ryan. He's a Democrat from the 18th District. He's been in office since 2022. And we've been covering the story here at WAMC for at least a decade about PFAS chemicals, the dangers of contamination of water supplies. Now comes new maximum contaminant levels from the EPA, MCLs, and you had a role in getting this over the finish line. Will you break it down for us?
Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, you guys really have been, and a lot of our great media in the region and the state focus on this. It's a really concerning and important problem where we're literally poisoning ourselves. Up to 100 million Americans affected by this, many in the Hudson Valley, especially one of the most egregious examples is at and around Stewart Air Force Base in Newburgh, both city and town in New Windsor, where these forever chemicals, PFAS, has been seeping into the groundwater. And this stuff is very dangerous. It leads to developmental disabilities, cancers, lots of really devastating health impacts. So for the first time ever, finally, the EPA put on paper, on the record, official sort of levels of if water is above this level of PFAS, it is unacceptable and dangerous. It's a big deal. It's a watershed moment, and something a lot of people have been pushing for in our community for a long time.
And I just want to say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the levels are stricter than those that were set by New York State earlier.
Yes, good point. No, that and that's an important point. And the other important piece is there's now an initial up to $10 billion of funds to not only, you know, detect the levels, but to start to remediate this. So this is something I've also been pushing on. But again, this is actually just a small piece of the overall PFAS kind of problem. There is a comprehensive bill that I'm a co-sponsor of called the PFAS Action Act, really bipartisan legislation that this was a big part of it, putting in place these levels. So commend President Biden and the EPA for putting these in place. But there's a lot more we need to do to hold accountable the corporations, the individuals that are ultimately propagating these chemicals, because they are still all throughout, not just our water, but even, for example, the turnout gear that our firefighters wear actually has some of these chemicals in it. So there's a lot of work to do to address these risks.
How likely do you think it is that the EPA new limits will actually be able to take effect? Because, you know, as soon as the announcement came out, we had the industry already promising to try to block them.
To sue, yeah. Well, and we know this history in the Hudson Valley, especially going back to GE and PCBs, and now with potential to dump nuclear radioactive waste at Indian Point by Holtec. And this is a story as old as time, unfortunately. So we have to raise our voices and the power of the people, really, against these companies that stand, you know, they stand to lose a lot of profits if these safety measures are put in place, and that scares them, and it should, because we are going to keep pushing on this. And I really think the Hudson Valley is an important national leader, because we have always spoken out against these kind of things and have been effective.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think there are any lessons to be learned from the battle with GE about cleaning the Hudson River that could be applied to the way this sort of contamination issue will play out in the years ahead?
I do, and actually, we're still in that fight. I mean, there's this big five-year review coming up on the PCBs, where once again GE is trying to sort of leave, in my view, the cleanup unfinished and get off the hook. So one of the big takeaways is, unfortunately, we just can't trust these companies to have the interest of the people at heart. They are focused on primarily profit as their number one motivator. So we can't have any illusions about that. Number two, we need to know it's going to take a really long time. Number three, we're going to need local governments and nonprofit and community groups involved to both raise awareness, but also to do the remediation on PFAS. So Newburgh is a great example where there's a really active group of community leaders that have been involved in shining a light on this and forcing pressure on the Department of Defense and others to clean it up. So we need similar models in other places that are affected around the country. So I do think there's a lot of lessons to learn, and that's something I'm hopeful to, you know, be a part of.
Now, with respect to the river, what specifically do you want to see happen differently going forward?
On the PCB issue specifically.
On PCB cleanup, given the five-year review.
Well, we're really concerned. Number one, this was supposed to be done almost a year ago now, and the EPA keeps delaying their report. They just delayed it again. So number one, just finish the darn report on time. Number two, we're afraid and concerned that they're going to try to kick the can and sort of not declare that additional cleanup is required, but also not say that it's done and kind of keep us in this weird five-year additional purgatory, which just means five more years of contaminated water. I mean, we've got 100,000 plus folks in my district alone that get their drinking water from the Hudson, the Hudson 7, you know, Rhinebeck and Esopus and five other towns in that coalition. So that's just one example of folks that would be hurt. So we need the report, and we need them to determine that the cleanup is not done, that GE is still on the hook, and that it will be paid for by them, not by, you know, taxpayers in our community.
Let me go to another place. You have been very concerned about the now MTA board-approved congestion pricing plan for vehicles driving into Lower Manhattan. And you wanted field hearings in your district. I don't think those happened before that MTA board vote. So where do things stand today?
We actually did force a hearing in the district, and the MTA, I guess somewhat to their credit, did come. We held a hearing. We just held it on our own in Cornwall actually a few months ago, and the MTA chief of staff did actually come to the hearing. I'm glad we were able to push. No, that's okay. We were able to push for that to happen, but they didn't listen. I mean, at that hearing, we had cops and firefighters that have to come into the city. We had teachers and other public servants that have to come into the city. This is up to $5,000 a year on top of the tolls people are already paying for families and people that have to commute into the city, which, as we know, is a huge part of our economy in the Hudson Valley. So to put that additional toll on them, it's I think, regressive. It punishes people because there is no other real practical option. If this plan included real commitments to upgraded service to a single seat from Orange County to West Side train service, West Side of the Hudson train service, better service in out of Dutchess, but it doesn't. So it's really just asking people in the Hudson Valley to pay for the failures of the system in the city. So we're going to keep pushing. There are lawsuits on this. I mean, I know they're trying to force it through, but I think we need to keep doing everything we can to prevent this.
Well, how likely do you think it will be that you're successful? I mean, it's happening as of now.
Yeah, I mean, they have put up some of the infrastructure, but there are multiple ongoing legal cases where you've got folks, including the state of New Jersey and many municipalities, suing the MTA as well as individuals. So that legal action has the potential to pause at least and delay this until from going into effect. So that's sort of our last best hope at this point. But again, I also think we should be open to the fact that if this does go through and people start to feel the pain from this, we're going to need to make a legislative push to counter it. I mean, there's nothing to say that we can't push legislation at the federal and or state level to undo this. So that's something that we're starting to look at as well.
And let me just wind up by asking you this question. Do you sort of understand, though, that environmentally it's a bad idea for, you know, thousands of people to drive by themselves every day? And, you know, this is one measure that government can take to try to move people off, you know, fossil fuel burning vehicles one at a time, driving, parking, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, on a lot of climate environmental issues, I've been one of the most sort of forward-leaning folks in Congress and certainly in our region. The problem here is that sounds great in theory, but you think about the average person in the Hudson Valley who needs to get to New York City, they literally don't have a public transit option. That's the problem. In theory, if these additional tolls, which are going to generate billions of dollars in additional revenue, that revenue should go then to upgrading the system. So if you live in Orange County, there's no way to directly take public transit to New York City, 40 or 50 miles away, without first going through New Jersey. That is crazy. It is impractical for people that are working people with kids and families and unusual schedules to be able to do that. So in a perfect world, we should have a system where if folks are going to pay into the MTA system, they should have a realistic public transit option. So that's how it works in most other high-functioning countries and economies in suburban areas. So that's a constructive way forward that I would like to see us get to. But for all the outer communities from Long Island to the Hudson Valley to northern New Jersey, this really there aren't those options. And the Hudson Valley is the worst positioned of the suburban communities.
That's New York Congressman Pat Ryan, a Democrat from the 18th District in office since 2022. We're very grateful for your time, Congressman. And when we come back the next time, I've got a lot more for you.
Thanks, Ian.